Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr., sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, which will be joining us later in the show. We are very excited about today's episode. So we are happy to have on today's show our special guest, Mr. Markeith Phillips. And Mr. Phillips will be discussing an awesome opportunity for undergraduate students. Well, before we get into the show on today, as we wait for our co-host to come in and join us, and she should be with us shortly, I will start, as always, with our opening prayer. Father God, we do thank you for another great opportunity to go forward on today, Father God, to reach out to those, Father God, who are in need of encouragement, Father God, who has a bowed down head, Father God. We just thank you for this great opportunity each and every Thursday as we go forth to bring informative and important information and share with our listeners, Father God, from state to state, from city to city, and right here in my local city, New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, as we go forth, Father God, we pray that you, Father God, take control of this show on today, that every word that we do and share would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And when it's all over, Father, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. As I was saying, for the ones who just called in, our special guest today will be Mr. Markeith Phillips, and he will be discussing our topic for today is the Honor Center for Undergraduate Students Achievement in Black Male Initiative at Southern University here, right here in the city of New Orleans. And the program, to give you a little bit insight on what he'd be talking about, this program recruits seniors from New Orleans area high school to receive support and resource to complete their college education at the Southern University in the city of New Orleans, known as SUNO. Each candidate agrees that in return for the support and the resource invested in him, he will serve at least 2 years as a local classroom teacher. Students with leadership potentials and motivations to make difference in their communities, despite having an ACT scores and GPA that do not qualify them for 4 years university admission, are selected from this program. In other words, what he's going to be talking about, this is a program that has been that they're offering there at Southern University to prepare scholars after successful completing a summer preparation program on the Southern University campus in a holistic living and learning environment. In addition, support includes a campus meal plan, a monthly $100. Is that I don't understand what he said there. Plus all required textbooks for up to 5 years and much, much more. And as I bring him into the studio, our special guest on today, I know he has further much more information to share with our listeners on today in reference to this awesome program that they're offering at the Southern University, on the Southern University campus. So without further ado, let me bring into the studio with me our special guest for the day, Mr. Markeith Phillips. Good afternoon, Mr. Phillips. How are you on today?
Good afternoon, Ms. Chapman. Thank you for that introduction and background. I'm actually excited to be here. It's an honor to be here on your show, Facing Your Fears, and I'm excited to talk about the opportunity that the Honorary Center for Undergraduate Student Achievement can provide for young men of New Orleans. It's just like you said, we are really shaping up young men who is graduating from the Orleans Public School System and the greater New Orleans area to help them get through college. One of the main things young men kind of fall in challenges with is the support aspect. A lot of people wants to go to college. A lot of people try, but sometimes are not too successful. And the Honorary Center understands that. For us, we are here to knock down all those barriers. The Honorary Center will be a great place for all young men coming to Southern University at New Orleans.
Okay, but before you continue on with your topic for today, the listeners, we are talking about opportunity, education, FACT, affordability for those who cannot afford to go to college, and also their future and achievements in achieving their goals as well. But Mr. Phillips, would you give us a little short bio about yourself before you continue with your topic or discussing your topic on today?
Sure, my pleasure. I'm from New Orleans, born and raised. Grew up in Central City, New Orleans. I was raised in a CJP housing development, you know, people roughly known as the Magnolia Project. It's a great place where I live, despite what people may say. I went to Carter G. Wilson, a historical middle school, and went on to graduate from John McDonough Senior High School. For me, one of the motivating factors to continue through school was the influence of black males in my life, such as coaches and band directors and mentors who helped me get along the way, as well as the some of the women in my family in the neighborhood, even at school as well. I went on to graduate from John McDonough and then attended Southern University in Baton Rouge, marching the band, so member of the Human Jukebox as well. Always proud to say that aspect. And also, for me, I didn't finish college my first go-round. I went the first semester and kind of came home. And when I came home, I had to try to figure everything out and see what I really wanted to do. And when I came back, I attended Southern University at New Orleans a couple of years later. And from that trajectory, I became the person I am today. I'm thankful for Southern University at New Orleans has helped me become the person I am today. Without Southern University of New Orleans, I wouldn't know where I would be. They understood my needs. They was there when I was confused. The people on campus really taught me outside the classroom, and most importantly, the intangible things that you need to become a young professional. So I'll be forever in debt with Southern University and New Orleans. And once I graduated from Southern University of New Orleans and with my undergrad in business administration, I went on to Southern University of Baton Rouge, where I received a master's in business administration, just to continue to push the envelope as much as possible. And currently, I'm a doctoral student at Southern University in Baton Rouge in the Nelson Mandela School of Government and Social Sciences right now. So it brings me in full circle for his education in the Southern University system and currently the director of the Honorary Center.
Well, we're certainly glad and proud to have you on Facing Your Fears All today. I think our co-hosts have joined us. Pastor Smith, are you in the studio with us at this time? Pastor Smith, are you in the studio with us at this time?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
Yes, I am in the studio with you.
Good evening.
Okay, well, we have such a short show on today. It's only a half an hour show, and it's getting late already. So we, for those who just joined us, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation on today. Just press the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and your experience in reference to today's topic. Without further ado, we are, before we bring in and let our co-host say a word or two, we're going to let our guest continue discussing this awesome opportunity for young men here in the city of New Orleans. Now, if you're a resident of the city of New Orleans, you may have relatives that live here. You might want to share this information with them, or you might want to start such opportunities there in the city and states where you live. So without further ado, I'm going to yield now and turn it back over to our special guest, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, you may continue to talk about this awesome program that you have, that Southern University have, in reference to our young men achieving their goals and being able, as being an undergraduate student from high school, how they can come in and go forward such as yourself and be able to be in leadership or be able for their goals to come true. So at this time, I will turn it back over to Mr. Phillips.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Ms. Chapman. And, yes, the Honorary Center is a place where a young man could come and develop as a young professional. Southern University at New Orleans provides a holistic opportunity for young people to come and grow. The Honorary Center in particular, we work with African-American males from the city of New Orleans. And I was mentioning before to the requirements to getting in the program is such a resident of New Orleans, apply to Southern University at New Orleans, have a minimum of a 2.5 GPA. It's a actual interview process. You come in and get an interview. I take some recommendations from teachers and coaches and people in the community, and we see if this is a great fit for you. But at our cost at all times, what we're striving is to saving black male lives through education. Once you could get into Southern University at New Orleans, we know we have all the tools that it would take to help you graduate with a college degree. That's our main goal here at the Honorary Center, to make sure we have more black males in the city of New Orleans graduating with a college degree. Now, as it pertains to paying it forward, they're required to teach at a minimum of 2 years in a classroom in the city of New Orleans. And what that does is for them to go in a classroom and increase the black male presence in a classroom around the city and to be a beacon of light, a hope to some young kids that's from their same community and inspire them to do the same thing right now. Unfortunately, there's not too many black male teachers in the city of New Orleans. So the presence is a need to have that presence, and we're doing both of those things simultaneously. One, helping a black male individually get a college degree, and two, helping them pay it forward to the community and helping other generations of kids. Most of the kids coming into the program are first generation, single family household. We know now with the city, with the boom of education, some of the teachers are making, I think, around $42,000 a year. I tell the young men all the time, coming from single-family household or low-income households, $42,000 a year, you can really kind of take care of yourself and your family off that type of salary. So we kind of redirect their mindset on wealth and health. We teach them all the time that, you know, it's not always about the money. However, we know you need money to take care of yourself, but you must receive an education in something. I know some people believe in trades. I agree with that too. Everybody may not be a college student. I understand that premise. But however, the college education is the driving factor out of poverty, and that's what we are doing here. We work with the young men all around the clock. The young men here on campus, 12 months out the year, we pay for their housing for 12 months out the year. They have meal plans, college meal plans, where they eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We pay for that as well. And we also give them what we call a monthly stipend. The monthly stipend of $100 allow the young men to get some personal items and things of that nature. We also provide personal counseling. We have mental health professionals on staff, life skills, tutoring, everything you could think about. We're going to making a young person successful throughout college. The Honoree Center has that built in the program. So at our rate, we actually graduate on a higher level than most programs.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Let me ask you, have the pandemic, you know, how is the campus itself functioning through this pandemic, and how successful, how long has this program been provided for our undergraduate students? I heard you said that you attended it as well, and now you're also working at SUNO. So how long has this program been going on? And at the same time, once you answer that, how have the pandemic affected the students that's graduated in the class of, is that 220?
Yeah, so the program was actually started in 2012. Back then, they seen a need for it. It came out of an idea of the past president of the Southern System, and his idea was to create something to help black males achieve education and get out of poverty. However, if it pertains to the pandemic, you know, the pandemic gave us some challenges that we wasn't kind of prepared for. The learning aspect was a little bit different. You have online learning instead of in-class learning. So some of the similar challenges is that all college students are facing, they are facing with. However, we just buckled down, doubled down on all the services that we provide for them to help them get through these tough times. And we are blessed to say we are doing just okay, and we're still striving.
Another question I would like to ask before I bring the co-host in, maybe she has some questions for you on today, but how successful have this program been since 2012? And also, is it only for the Southern University here in the city of New Orleans, because we have a Southern University also in Baton Rouge? So is it only for the city of New Orleans, and how successful has it been since you all started this program to giving the young an opportunity to go forward in life?
Yes, the Black Male Initiative, actually, we have one in the city of New Orleans. Southern University system itself, the programs fall under Southern University system, and within the Southern University system, you have multiple campuses. We have another similar program doing the same thing at Southern University Shreveport. It's called the Williams Center. We don't have one just yet at the Baton Rouge campus, but we're in talks of creating one at in the Baton Rouge campus as well. But mm-hmm. for the success rate has been great. I wanted to be honest and to say that we know some challenges in the beginning was kind of rough. However, over the span of time that we've been in existence, we have graduated more than 60% of the young men that has come into the program. We have some that didn't stay into the program because of different needs. The reasons were varied. We even mm-hmm. lost one of our students. He went home back to the neighborhood and had a conversation with someone, and in doing that conversation, we lost them. And those type of things is reasons why the Honoree Center is so impactful. Because of those that situation, the students are able to stay here 24 hours now, all year round, so they don't have to go back into their environment because we are not trying to lose any more kids.
You're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, and it's getting late. And listeners, this is why I always book an hour show and I bring a special guest on for half an hour because it's, you know, so much informative information they have to share with the listeners until time just passed. But if we go over a little bit, co-hosts, don't worry about it. The show is still paid for 1 hour. But it's just that I was tied up on today and I didn't think that I would be able to go for the 4 hour. But if not, then the co-host can take over, Mr. Phillips, if you have more information to share with our listeners on today. So without further ado, let me bring into the studio with us our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Good afternoon, Pastor Smith. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Evangelist Chapman, and good afternoon, Mr. Marte Phillips. I am truly sitting here just enjoying the great information that he is sharing tonight. Blessings to all that's connected tonight.
Okay, do you have such a program there for young men or young females there in the city of in the state of Florida or in the city of Miami? Do they have something similar that they offer for the undergraduate students there? Pastor Smith. Are you still in?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes. What I really want to ask Mr. Phillips, because as he was sharing tonight, what it brought me to think about was my Brother's Keeper program, which here in actually in Miami-Dade County, the what we call the MBK, they identify through various concerns in bringing the young men together through this program called the Community Challenge, which is a national initiative, and it expands the opportunity for boys and young men of color, and it actually takes them from the cradle to their career. And that one involves the 3 points, which is a parent engagement, cradle to career, positive youth engagement to ensure youth involvement, and justice reform expansion. They try to cover, in the sense, the total person from start to finish with taking in consideration the issues that they deal with as they're going for in life, dealing with different things they have to, you know, face, and having those mentors in place to let them know you don't have to quit, you don't have to give up opportunities, which is a lot of what you're saying tonight. But one of the questions I have, I wanted to ask you, what is your success rate? Evander's asked another question that I thought about, too, with the pandemic, but you shared on that. What is the success rate? I heard you say you lost one, and we're so sorry for that at any time when that happens, to lose one that we see so much hope and opportunity in them, you know, being a great impact in the world and in their community. But what is your success rate from your initiation of this program in 2012? What would you say would be your success rate of the young men that have come out of that program successfully and have made a positive impact in the community and beyond?
Yes, hey, thank you. And now just to talk about the program, MBK, we are very similar to the MBK program. I know it came out of Clemson University and part with numerous universities across the country. However, we are similar in that sense of wanting to take care of the kid and help the kid from the beginning to the end. However, we pick up at the high school level, and we help them get through college and then persist through college. And on the back end, we have over at this honorary center, we built in a job portal. So once they graduate, they have places already waiting on them to hire. They start their junior year when they start to do their residency and teaching and shadowing. They're building those relationships with the schools, and we already have some schools that once they graduate, they will be hired on the spot. So in that regard, we're a little bit similar, and we just taking starting at a different point. However, by the success rate, I want to say right now we've been successful in a way of more than 60%. I don't have the data. We had a report done a couple of years back. I started in 2018, since 2018, I had a want to say 20 students. Out of those 20 students since 18, we had 5 graduate 2018, 5 graduate 2019, 1 graduate and last spring, and we have a total of 10 currently.
Now that's good. That is so good. Thank you so much. I also love the desired traits that you require of them: considerate, disciplined, ethical, persistent, punctual, self-aware, and servant leader. Those are so. I would say there are such traits for not just them but anybody to embrace in an arena where you're striving to be successful. And I love that when I looked down and saw the 7 desired traits, because as you grow, you have to be considered, you have to be disciplined. You know, the ethnicity, the ethical part comes in, your persistency, because this is for you and for you to become the one down the road for somebody else in life as well. Just like you, Mr. Marty, is becoming the one for them, you're teaching them to become the one for somebody else, and that requires persistent punctuality, self-awareness, and a servant leader. I just think that's amazing, and thank you so much. You are sharing so well, and I am glad to have had this opportunity to be on with you this evening.
My pleasure. I do want to say one more thing.
We're getting late in the show, and as I promised you, Mr. Phillips, since it's so close to another semester in January, I will bring you back before that semester starts, as well as give you an opportunity to talk to the graduates that will be in the graduate waiting in the year of 2021. And I will bring you back to get much more information. I'm sorry on today.
No worries. I just wanted to give a shout out to Russell General Honore, because he's the reason why we go so hard and we carry that name with respect, and that's where those 7 desirable traits come from. Lieutenant General Russell Honore is a retired 3-star general in the military.
Wow.
Yes, and you'll see him on CNN on the television stations all the time.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
A 30-minute talk show, because there's so much important information out there for us to know. And if people can see these special guests that comes on Facing Your Fears. But I want to take this 1 minute to let Mr. Phillips share a website or email or a phone number where you can contact him after the show if you're interested. I have a family member, or if you're interested in the program, a son, or someone you want to refer to this program. Mr. Phillips, take this time out to share that information with our listeners, please.
Thank you. People can reach out to suno.edu/honorary center. You can go to SUNO website, suno.edu, and in the search engine, type in Honorary Center, and all the information will come up. My email address is mphillips suno.edu. Again, mphillips@suno.edu.
Thank you.
And
so
I'm always
much.
Available.
Thank you so much. We're so very happy to have you as our guest on and the Fears on today. But no, but do not fear, because you will be back, because I know it's such much, much more you want to share with me in reference to your program. So at this time, we're going to do like 3 minutes to show. We will have our co-host to share an email. And Nani Long, you know, because she has so much going on there with her, that she's doing there in Miami. But if you take the time out, co-host, and share one or two ways that they can contact you after the show as well.
Yes, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook, Doris Smith. You can contact me there. You can also contact me on LinkedIn under the same, and also on Instagram. My email is trinity03smith@yahoo.com.
Thank you so very much. The listeners, you can always contact Evangelist Norma Chapman at Norma, all lowercase letters, Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of the Facing Your Fears Facebook page, as well as What Faith Can Do Facebook page, as well as To Be Friends in Christ Facebook page. Now, we're going to let our co-host lead us into our closing prayer. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on today. Until next Thursday, you do be blessed and keep praying, keep the faith, that this election will soon be over. And pray for the candidates that are going into a runoff here in the city of New Orleans. And just stay safe out there, listeners, and make sure that you wear your mask, wash your hands, and be obedient to what our authorities are telling us, in order that we may save our life and that we may be able to have good health as well. Closing prayer by our co-host.
Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In spite of everything that's going on in the world, one thing we know for sure, you still God. We know, Lord, that you are in full control, not half, not part, but full. And we thank you tonight for our special guests, praise God, Brother Marte Phillips and Evangelist Chapman tonight, all our beautiful guests that have chimed in. We pray that you will continue to bless them, praise God, with more information that will be able to impact even the more lives of the young men in such a great job that he is doing. We pray that you will continue to keep him protected, lead him and guide him. And these 7 desired traits, Lord, that will greatly impact the lives of all that's benefiting from this program, that they will walk in a place of being considerate, disciplined, ethical, persistent, punctual, self-aware, and servant leader. God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank God. Co-host on today, we want to once again thank our special guest, Mr. Marquise Phillips, and all of our, and thank our listeners for tuning in on today. Don't forget, listeners, to tune in next week at the same time, same phone number, and do not forget to keep praying for our nation and for our country. God bless you and God keep you. And Mr. Phillips, continue the good work. I want to commend you on all of your endeavors that you're doing here in the city of New Orleans. Continue to go forward and putting out the word for our young men to know that there is another way to be able to support themselves and not to get caught up in crime and other foolishness that they could get caught up in due to their appearance. And also family issues and all. And next time, I want to talk about domestic violence, how much domestic violence goes on the campus since you've been there. But that's another talk show. Until then, listeners, this is the end of our show. We thank God for you, and you do be blessed and have a great, continue to have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye now.